I thank the Lord for letting us be back in his house tonight. Thank God for everyone that's come. We appreciate each person. If we got visitors, we want to say a special thanks to you coming and visiting us. Glad to have everybody. I have scripture I want to read from the book of John chapter 6, and I quoted some of this morning, but it's on my heart to read some of it a little bit more. Starts out with the words of Jesus here in verse 33, chapter 6 in the book of John. Jesus said this, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto him, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." And so as much as God does, it's still up to us to believe him, and we can if we want to. Let's all stand for a word of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for sending your Son to be the bread of life for us. Thank you for making him available to everyone. God, thank you that it's free to us because you've paid the price. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us in this service tonight. Help us all to just examine where we're at with you, Lord. If there's any lost, we pray, God, you'd speak to them and invite them to come and get saved. If there's any that's out of fellowship, Lord, we pray you'd speak to them, invite them to come and get back in fellowship. Please help us to worship you tonight, God. In spirit and in truth, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. We throw it to war.
Page 178.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh,
166. Page 166.
Through the sea.
Good to be here. We enjoyed the choir, and we've got a really good crowd. Appreciate everybody coming out. So Appreciate everybody that's normally here and appreciate everybody that came because you didn't want to get picked on by somebody saying you stayed home just to watch the football game. So, boy, we had a good service this morning. I really enjoyed it, appreciated what I felt, and I'm looking forward to a good service tonight. So glad everybody's here. We'll ask everyone to stand. If you have an unspoken request, you can show that just by raising your hand. A lot of hands that went up, lots of things to pray for. If you have a spoken request, I will let you make that. Betty Douglas's nephew. I think I saw that on Facebook. Was it Brian? Yeah, that might be right. I don't know, but somebody got it back there. Scott. Okay, so Scott Douglas. Okay, remember him. Someone else.
For Creed.
Remember Brother Creed for sure. Remember that. Someone else. No other request. Ask Brother Jay if he would lead us in prayer. Appreciate the time of prayer, and we wonder at this time if someone has a song on your heart or testimony. It's whatever the Lord's giving you. Anything at all? I've thought a lot today about the Sunday school lesson. Usually when I teach, I try to do what I refer to as a post-mortem after my Sunday school lesson is over and it's dead. I go back and just try to think about it and what I've taught and can I do something to do better the next time. But the Lord blessed me with a really good thought this morning, and I enjoyed teaching it. And I just kind of feel like sharing a little of that tonight, and then I'll turn over to our pastor. But I asked the question this morning. I said, who's been discouraged? And I raised my hand, and just about everybody in the Sunday school class raised their hand. And I said, it's normal to get discouraged. We're human. We get discouraged about things. I do, and I guess everybody else does. I mean, as I look around, I see, and it appears to me, you know, if the devil can have us in a spot where we're discouraged, he's got us in a pretty good spot from his perspective. When I'm discouraged, I don't work as hard. I'm not as dedicated. I don't pray as much. You know, when I'm discouraged, a lot of times I'm looking at me feeling sorry for myself or thinking, boy, there's just no way out of this. But our lesson this morning was about, a lot of it was about John the Baptist. And, you know, John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. And Christ says in the 11th chapter of Matthew, he said, there's none born of woman that are greater than John the Baptist. I mean, man, what a compliment. John the Baptist had preached, and he had even baptized Christ and had recognized him. He knew him, but he got arrested and put in prison, and he got discouraged. And I'm not saying that negative. I would have been discouraged too. So he sent a couple of his disciples and said, go ask Christ, are you the one, or should we look for another? And Christ sent him back a message, and he told those two disciples, he said, go back and tell John that the blind are seeing, and the lame are walking, and the deaf are hearing, and the last one, the poor are hearing the gospel. The poor are hearing the gospel. He said, go back and tell John. Now, there is not a record that I'm aware of what happened when those two disciples got to John in prison. We know the Bible tells us that it's not very long after that that Herod had John beheaded. But I think that when those two disciples got to John and told him the message that Christ sent him, I think they had a hallelujah, praise the Lord meeting right there in the prison where John was being held. Well, how can I say that? Because when I've been discouraged and Jesus has sent me a message of encouragement, I've had a few times where I've had a praise the Lord, hallelujah meeting. A few times driving down the road in my car, feeling so down and discouraged one minute, and God's Spirit comes along, and the next minute I got tears and I'm having to pay attention so I don't run over somebody. I think John had one of those times when the disciples got there. He lost his life for Christ, but he knew when Christ sent him the message and he got a renewing of that spirit, he knew this is the right one. I didn't miss it. So it's normal for us to have those feelings as people. But don't get caught, don't get stuck there. You know, renew, get renewed, and then go on and be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. So, felt like sharing that. Thank you for listening. Anybody have a song before we turn over to the pastor? Yeah, it bubbles up. Yeah, it'll bubble up. Appreciate that, Mike. Somebody else. The greatest thing that we can be a part of is our people hearing the gospel, having an opportunity for salvation. If we prioritize anything above that, we have missed the prioritization of what's important. That's the most important thing, salvation for ourselves and then our people. And if that's happening, we've got a place to be encouraged. Even if there are problems, and sometimes there are, if that's still happening, we should lift our head up and be encouraged. Turn over to our pastor.
Lord, for the service thus far. Sure appreciate the choir, and I appreciate those thoughts that God put on Lane's heart to share. That blessed my heart, and I appreciate him following the Lord. Let me ask again, just in case somebody's got a song come on your heart, you're welcome to sing or testify, whatever. If God give you something to do, you're welcome to do that before we look to one of these preachers. It's sure good to be here. Got a great crowd. Thank God for everybody's come. All right, no. nobody's got anything else, we look at these preachers. As you say, a lot of times we got a number of preachers here, and thank God for them. All of them just a blessing. Whichever one you fellows feel like preaching, just come ahead. Got some over here. Got some over here. You just come ahead. You just follow the Lord. Mind him. Just share what the Lord give you. Just share it with us. Any of you, welcome. Let's pray for Brent. I appreciate it.
Bless you, buddy.
Thank the Lord for the church. Let's really pray for him. I appreciate Brent. Let's just pray for him.
Just pray. I'm going to say a few words, and if I can preach, that's great. If just share a few thoughts and then sit back down, that's fine too. But I felt like that's what I need to do. There's a lot of negative everywhere and in the Bible and different things. And I was even thinking, you know, before today, I think I would have thought that it would have been better if Lot would have, because Sodom was kind of mentioning the lesson this morning, just, you know, the day of judgment, better in Sodom than those other places. But I would have thought, you know, if you look at Lot and what happened afterwards, I said it'd been better if Lot would have just stayed in Sodom, you know, just because, you know, what happened, you know, immediately after. I mean, they saved a city that probably should have perished, Zoar, and then they went to the mountains and nothing good happened there. And I thought, you know, it probably would have just been better just if he would have just stayed in Sodom, you know. But the Lord put another thought on my heart, and because I was like, well, I mean, did anything good come from it, you know? And I was like, well, I mean, you have just a few things that happened, you know. We have Balak, you know, he was a king of Moab, and he was against Israel. And I thought, and there's a saying that we say a lot of times, you know, if God would have just came for one, he would have still came. And then I came to the conclusion that there was just one. And as far as I know, it's the only one. There's only one Moabite that I see that did what, you know, the Lord wanted him to, wanted her to. And, you know, and so out of that whole story, I thought, you know, that should have, you know, he probably would have been better there. But then it came down to a time when there was a lady, you know, that found herself in a place maybe where she didn't want to be, you know. I always say, you know, back then women didn't go where they wanted to go necessarily. If their husband wanted to go somewhere, you know, they probably had to go with him. That's just the way it is, you know. Naomi found a place that she was in a place where she maybe didn't want to be. But, you know, the Lord still used them in those places. And Ruth, she was a Moabite, the Lord loved her, and I thought, you know, it came down that where we show people the love of God, whether or not they want to hear it. If she is the only one, I don't know. She may have been the only one, that was that one. Christ said he'll come. He'll come for you, and he loves you. If you're the only one, a lot of things had to happen. Bad things had to happen. I want you to know a lot of bad things can happen in this world, but one good thing can happen. You can get saved. You can get born again. You can know where you're going. You can come out of that place, the spiritual place of Sodom, the spiritual place of the Moabite. You can come out of that place and find you a home with the Lord. You know,
it changed my perspective. You know, how much God puts up with. He puts up with all of us that maybe one more person will consider, I don't really like this spot that I'm in. I don't really like, you know, I grew up around, I felt like, you know, I mean, really, I feel like I was born in the family of God. I mean, like, you know, I was born in a church. I still had to accept Jesus as my Savior. But I was born taught the right thing. I was born coming to the right church. How do you know the Spirit of God is here? That's how I know. You know, if the Spirit was never here, I wouldn't know probably. And I don't shame people for going to the wrong church or doing the wrong things. Maybe they don't know any better. The Lord opened up the blind, made them to see. He can open up their eyes, show them what is right. We have a lot of testimonies in here that said, I was just going along, and then the Lord opened up my eyes, and I could see clearly that what I had was not enough. The Lord showed Ruth what she could have. I think the day in, day out living with Naomi said, I like that better than what I got. I'm going to stick with you and the great marriage. A thing that we say, I'll not leave you till death we part. Those are the words that Ruth said to Naomi. I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stick with you. And we're not going to part. That's a wonderful marriage vow. And the marriage vow is very important. You have to go back to that from time to time. But Christ, he said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. You know, what if you leave him? He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You can get out in the world. You can do your own thing. But the Lord didn't say, he said, I'm not going to leave you. You're still a child of the King. But how wonderful. What a love story. The Lord has given us so many love stories in the Bible. You know, obviously the one that was hanging on the cross is the greatest of all. You know, he died for each and every one of us. But I want you to know, if you wasn't raised in a good family, you think, or maybe wasn't raised the way you think that you ought to have been, or, you know, you've grown up, you know, I love Linda's testimony. She said she grew up in a house, you know, that wasn't a godly house. I'll just put it that way. But the Lord can bring you out of that. There's things that we have to deal with. There's things that maybe Linda has to deal with her whole life because she was brought up like that. But, you know, we need to look ahead and not always look toward. I find myself looking to the past a lot of times, and I just need to look ahead like the Bible says. You know, we got so much to look forward to. You know, the Spirit of God. We have a great family here if we just use it. You know, if we need help, and if you ever, you know, need somebody to pray for, pray for me. I could always use your help. The devil gives us a hard time. I get discouraged. Sometimes I think, you know, Lord, you know, let the young ones do it like we all do. You know, they need to be preaching too. I've probably preached thousands of messages over the 20-some years I've been preaching. But this message this morning got to me too. You got a job to do, Brent. Do the job. Stay focused on what's important and do it. And do it with all your might. I don't know how many messages I preached about a man that you know, started off good in the Bible and didn't end up so good at the end. And I don't want my life to be one that started off pretty good and didn't finish very good. I want to stay in there and say, Lord, use me. Here am I. You know, that maybe that we can get one more person to realize their condition. And they can come out of there and that the Lord could use us. It's not us, it's him. In our weakness, He is strong. We can do nothing without Christ, but with Christ, we can do anything He wants us to. He loves you enough to put up with all those things I talked about. All those things, you know, He pulled Lot out, saved a city that should have burned, let them things happen that shouldn't happen, but He saw. But, you know, Ruth, and I think most of us know, you know, Ruth and Boaz had a child named Obed, and he had a child named, they had a child named Jesse, and they had another child named David. And David, you know, he was a great king. And that David, you know, is in the line of Christ. All those are in the line of Christ. All those are in the line of Christ. But we can have Christ in here. We can get in the line of Christ spiritually when we get born again, saved, when we get the Lord in our life. How wonderful it is to know that I got the love of God in here, that the Lord saved me, and that He loves me. I mean, and that's the fleshly side. You think, you know, my side was, you know, let Lot perish in there, you know. That's the fleshly side, but God has a bigger picture. God has a bigger picture, and He loves you, and He knows what you need in life. And He knows, you know, He wants to help us. He wants to help us. First of all, He wants us to be saved. He doesn't want any to perish, but He wants all to come to the knowledge of Christ, But He loves you so much, you know, that He died. He died, and He gave His life. You can't find that love. And I love Mel, Mel King, he sings a song, but, you know, he definitely preached a message that you can't beat Christ's love. You cannot beat Christ's love. He loves us more than we can comprehend. And so if you don't have the Lord in your life, we pray that you get the Lord in your life. If you need to get closer, just, you know, ask the Lord, say, Lord, help me. I ask the Lord to help me on a regular basis. Lord, you know, keep my focus. Keep me, you know, close to you, Lord. I don't want to get far away. I don't want to get distracted. I need the love of Christ. I need His help. We're feeble. I like that song, Remind Me, Lord. Remind me, who I am, what I need to do, because I need constant reminding me. If I didn't come to church on a regular basis, I would be in bad shape. I'd be in bad shape. I need reminded on a regular basis. But how wonderful the love of God is. So that's the message. Love you, Lord.
Thank the Lord for that message. It's good preaching. Let's everybody stand up. Get us a song ready. Good preaching. Made such a point about Ruth coming from a country of unbelievers and a strange country. But when she come by faith, she become a part of the bloodline of Christ just as much as anybody. It's recorded and God recognized her. You don't have to worry about where you've been or the things that you've done that's wrong or some circumstance of your life. It won't keep you from coming to Jesus. When the Holy Spirit moves and God knocks at your heart, just like Brent preached tonight, you can come. And think about this. If it had just been for one of us, he said this a number of times, and I'll say amen to it. If it had only been one of us, whoever it would have been, any one of us, he'd still come. And so that's for you. Now, if you feel like you need to come for whatever reason tonight, renew up, get closer to God, get saved, while we sing, altar's open. Please come. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. If God's speaking to you, it's your move. Come while He calls. Obey the Lord. Amen. Are you where you need to be with God? You can get there. If you're not there, you can get there. With God's help, God can get you there. He's calling today. Amen.
She needs to pray. Come pray with her. Obey the Lord. Does somebody else need to come? You can come too. Obey the Lord. Please come. Amen. He's calling today. Help her, Lord. The altar's available. You're welcome.
Sister, come. Thank the Lord for that move. And, you know, I think sometimes we don't use the altar near as much as we ought to. If we got something that's on our heart and mind or something troubling us or something we're needing to talk to God about, nothing wrong with coming to the altar. I think that move was a good move and very expressive, and bless my heart. And I'd like to see us use that altar all we can with the Lord's help. Okay. Anything else on anybody's heart? Sure, good to be here tonight, and just wonderful to have everybody that's here. I just thank the Lord for you. Glad you come. Appreciate everything that's been done tonight. Pray for them. And while they come and sing tonight, give some deep thought to what's been preached tonight, and I'll say amen to the message. And amen to what Blaine shared with us before the preaching. All ties together. And if you need to come and pray about anything, you're welcome to. Please do that as God urges you. Bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord.
Before I sing, I wanted to comment on what you said, Brent, about some of my raising, and that's okay because God brought me out.
Amen.
I'm thankful for where he brought me to.
Amen.
And it's all because of God's grace.
Amen.
Still nothing good that I do. It's all God's grace.
Amen.
So I know something about God's grace.
Amen. Listen. God's calling you. Obey the Lord.
On me.
If you need to come pray,
it's
come pray. Obey the Lord.
Of God's grace divine.
Please come.
A grace I can claim each day as mine.
Now you can have that
so
experience.
I know something.
Amen.
About
you can have that
grace.
Please come.
And how good it feels when he hears me pray.
Amen.
Just this morning.
Please come.
He whispered my name. So
let God bless you and help you. Come while he's calling.
God's grace.
Amen. Everybody obey the Lord.
This morning.
Do what God tells you.
How my heart rejoiced.
Amen. Yeah.
My burden was lifted.
Yeah.
At the sound of his voice.
He called me into His throne room to pray.
Amen.
I knelt down defeated, but I rose up in
Amen.
So
thank you, Lord. I believe surely somebody needs to come. If it's you, you come. Please come.
When He hears me pray, just this morning.
If you feel like you need to come pray, just come on up. You don't have to be afraid. We'll try to help you. God will help you.
That brought me safe thus far.
Please come.
So I know something about God's grace.
Amen. Amen. Boy, thank God for that song. Thank God for God's grace. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got something? Just everybody follow the Lord. I'll leave a couple of prayer requests with you. I've got dental appointments Tuesday and Wednesday. And quite a bit to be done. Really pray for me for that. And then Lord willing, this Sunday coming up, a week from today, I'm supposed to be with Trey at his church at Crouches Creek in Jellicoe. And so pray for that service too. And I've asked Andrew and Jeremy to take care of service here. And I appreciate them. I appreciate all our preachers. And so really pray. Pray for those services. Just pray and come if you can. And I want to hear some good news. I want to see good news down there, and I want to hear some good news up here. God's that big, He can handle that. Okay, anything else before we come to close? If not, we'll ask those to get seated to stand if they will. We'll ask Brother Lowell if he'll ask a blessing.